Esta es La Voz Latina. Una producción en cooperación con el Departamento de Estudios Chicanos, Cal State Northridge. Buenos días, bienvenidos a La Voz Latina. Les acompaña Jason Carlos Johansen, de parte de Marta Olivia Gutiérrez, que se encarga de la técnica. Bienvenidos todos. Como si nos oyeron la semana pasada, tuvimos a un compositor chicano, y Mark Guerrero, y estamos con él otra vez, le volvimos a invitar. Hello, Mark.
Hi,
welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Last week, we had quite a nice chat regarding some of your music, Zoot Suit, Pre-Columbian Dream, I'm Brown. Let's start off by listening to this next track. It's entitled On the Boulevard. What can you tell us about that?
It's basically about the Chicano phenomenon of cruising and that whole world. And just basically, there's a lot of Chicano culture things in it, aside from cruising.
I think this one should go over quite well. Let's listen to On the Boulevard.
Party hard, you better stay on guard on the boulevard. I'm down the boulevard.
I think you've tuned in there to a phenomena that's quite popular in the barrios there, cruising on the boulevard. We're here chatting with Mark Guerrero. We've just listened to his song entitled On the Boulevard. And for those of you that missed last week, we're going to review a little bit about Mark. Mark is from East Side. Right. You were born and raised, et cetera.
Right.
And where'd you go to school?
Garfield High School.
Garfield. That's close to the boulevard, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, a few blocks.
You were growing up there in the 60s?
Yeah, I was there from my birth until about 66, till I was about, 15, 16 years old.
One thing that we didn't talk about too much last week was you making your music available to other artists, for example, in terms of as a means of developing your own career.
Right. Yeah, up to now it's just basically been me writing songs for myself as an artist. But lately there's been some interest expressed by some other artists to use some of my songs on their records. And there's also something in the works using one of my songs on a TV thing and that kind of thing. I'm just getting the songs out there as songs for others as well now.
Are these, things you can talk about specifically, or they're still not...
Well, I probably shouldn't get into specifics, because okay. they're happening, they're in, in progress, but things seem to be happening lately.
Regarding this song, On the Boulevard, let me ask a rhetorical question.
All right.
How did the, what served as the inspiration?
For On the Boulevard? Well, I was there during the peak of that, I think when it started, it was somewhere in the middle 60s.
I can recall 63.
Somewhere in there, yeah. But
it
I mean,
was
I
pretty
was,
hot and heavy, yeah.
Yeah, but at that time when I was, 14, 15, 16 or whatever, friends and myself used to go down there and do the thing. Of course, I got out of it immediately. It wasn't something that appealed to me, but it definitely is a phenomenon, and it's continued all these years.
What do you think about the, I think lately they've closed it down, right?
That's what I heard, yeah.
What do you think about that?
I don't know. If there was damage being done to businesses and stuff, then, I think it's right that it was closed down, but...
Well, they've also done the same thing here in the valley.
Yeah.
Van Nuys Boulevard.
Yeah, I think a lot of trouble came out of the cruising. It wasn't just, a lot of disturbances happened, so... But since I wasn't there and I don't really know too much about it, I can't comment too much, but I think that's what happened. Got a little too funky.
Have you seen Boulevard Nights?
No, I didn't.
You didn't get to see it.
No,
well, since a number of films have been coming out regarding or trying to treat the, the so-called gang member or pachuquillo or pandillero, how do you feel about the treatment that they've received? Are these, do you think, for example, they're reinforcing a stereotype?
I think a lot of these early films have. And I think it's time to start showing the Chicano in other lights as well. There are a lot of middle-class Chicanos. There's all kinds of Chicanos. They're not all like that. And I think it's going to start happening. You're going to see the Chicano portrayed in different ways and a lot more positive ways, too.
Well, there's certainly a link between what, for example, records should address themselves to and what films should address themselves to. What do you think are some of the important things that need to be addressed in terms of subject matter?
As far as the Chicano is concerned?
Mm-hmm. As far as their music goes, as far as their art goes, for example.
I would say just the overall Chicano world and in a more positive light. Now, of course, the Pachuco world or the Cholo world has some positive things too. I'm not putting it down. I'm just saying the violence aspect is definitely negative and it's got to be stopped. The killing each other is negative. There's a lot of negative in that. And the general population, gets scared off by that. And there's a lot of other things that should be gotten into by now.
Are you attracted by social themes? Well, let's look, for example, at one of your next songs that deals with immigration, right?
Right, right. Yeah, I definitely get into that. I Am Brown, which we played last week, was a social statement on sort of equality. This next one is We're going to play this one next?
Yeah, we're going to be playing Ay, 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 Ay.
Yeah, it's called Ay, 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 Nobody Told Me. And it's about somebody who comes up from Mexico, up north, to get a job and to try to make a better life for himself and all the troubles that he encounters. And it's done with humor, but the point is still made. A serious point is made, but it's done with humor, which, again...
Regarding the exploitation and social injustices that the immigrant is confronted with,
that
right?
That they face, and that they're used as a scapegoat for everything, which is mentioned in the song. You'll get that in a second.
And this is something that I'm sure a number of people can have at least secondhand experience in terms of their family members, either cousins or parents have gone through this.
Everybody.
I know my parents... came over the same way, and they have very rather unpleasant memories.
Yes.
Excuse me. We're going to get into the next song. It's entitled Ay, 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 Nobody Told Me.
Ay, 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 nobody told me. Ay, 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 how could I know? Ay, 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 nobody mentioned I'd have it like this when I left Mexico. I got my first job in a sweatshop in downtown USA. And when I wanted my paycheck, the boss said, I'll call immigration today. Ay, 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 nobody told me. Ay, 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 how could I know? When I left Mexico, I was reading the news in the morning. I couldn't believe what I read. They blamed me for crimes and diseases, unemployment and aches of the head. Ay, 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 nobody told me. Ay, 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 how could I know? Ay, 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 nobody mentioned I'd have it like this when I left Mexico. Tortilla curtain, wire and tin. Tortilla curtain, please don't fence me in. They say go back where you came from. They always seem to forget that I was here many thousands of years, and I'll be here for thousands more yet. Ay, 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 nobody told me. Ay, 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 how could I know? Ay, 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 nobody mentioned I'd have it like this when I left Mexico. Ay, 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 nobody told me. Ay, 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 how could I know? Ay, 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 nobody mentioned I'd have it like this when I left Mexico.
That was Ay, 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 Nobody Told Me by Mark Guerrero. This is La Voz Latina, and we've been chatting with and listening to the music of Mark Guerrero. This particular song obviously is quite strong. What kind of response have you had from it?
From the one we just heard now?
Right.
It hasn't been heard by too many people. It was recently written, I'd say, 6 months ago. And in fact, this is the first time it's been aired.
Have you had trouble getting it aired, or?
Well, it's just that it's not really in a released form. That is a demo of just guitar, voice, and that one's just guitars and voices, basically a home demo. So it's in that form.
Well, that's actually a pretty good recording for a home demo.
Yeah, in the last few years, I've invested in some decent equipment, and it. It's done me a lot of good to have it. But see, eventually, hopefully, all these songs will be done with full group and released.
Well, how many people do you have in this group that were on this particular
Well, basically,
tape?
I played the guitars on it and sang, and then I had two friends of mine.
You did all the guitar work?
Yeah. And then I had, in fact, there's a piano on there, too, that's a friend of mine named John Douglas, and then two friends of mine that, as a matter of fact, were in the group Tango with me several years ago. We're singing background. Ernie Hernandez and John Valenzuela. Give him a plug.
Give the old homeboys a plug.
Right.
I get a sense, too, that there's something rather borderish about this song, like Marty Robbins or Tex-Mex flavor.
I guess I hadn't thought of it, but in that chorus there, it says tortilla curtain. Remember they were calling it that new fence they
right.
put up? Tortilla curtain, wire and tin, tortilla curtain, please don't fence me in.
One of the next songs that we're going to do is, we're going to listen to is called Órale. What can you tell us about that?
That was written right at the same time as Zoot Suit, and it was also inspired by the play Zoot Suit. And Luis Valdez himself has heard Zoot Suit and Órale and has liked them.
We're going to be listening to Zoot Suit again. We've had some response from that one.
Okay.
Is there a possibility that this may have, let's see, we say in Spanish, más éxito, it'll gain popularity or, for example, can it be used in the movie?
I'm hoping so. I want to at least get it in there for consideration. And, you know, there's eventually they'll be probably making a soundtrack album and they may be looking for more material, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get it to the right people.
How close are you?
Well, I know Luis.
Oh, incidentally, we should point out for those of you that didn't catch last week's program that Mark's father is Lalo Guerrero, who was responsible for some of the music in, or all of the music?
All of the sung music.
All of the sung music.
The ones that were sung in
Zoot Suit, right?
Right.
How do you feel about your father's music, by the way?
I like it. And it's one of those things that the older and more experience I've gotten, the more I appreciate what he has done. He's had an incredible body of work. He's been recording since like the early 40s or the late 30s.
Oh, my God.
And, I mean, he made a lot of 78s. I don't know how many, 100 or so. But, I mean, he was recording back then. And he's just been recording all these years. He's been recording for 40 years and writing for, you know. He's written songs that have become standards in Mexico, like Canción Mexicana and Nunca Jamás. And he's just done a lot of stuff.
You can tell him that he's welcome on the program anytime he likes.
Okay. When he's in town. He lives out in, like, Palm Desert.
Oh, but so he doesn't get out this way.
He does, but not real often. But I will pass the word along.
Are we set up for the next selection? We sure are. Okay. This is entitled Órale.
Órale.
Pues Órale. You've been listening to Órale by Mark Guerrero, and we remind you that this is La Voz Latina, and Jason Carlos Johansson, and Marta Olivia Gutierrez, encargada de la técnica. Regarding Órale, how did you come across this song?
It was written with Zoot Suit as part of the, you know, the inspiration from the Zoot Suit play. And again, I tried to capture a 40s musical feel, and this one was like a, almost like an Andrew Sisters kind of a, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, it's got a very catchy rhythm.
World War II kind of.
Yeah, Martha's dancing in the booth. Yeah, she's really digging it.
So that's, I tried to capture that 40s pachuco feel in that one, too.
Have you heard, what's a new song that's out, Pachuco Boogie?
No, I haven't.
We're going to try to get that on the program somehow. No, I heard it on one of the commercial radio stations, and it's sounds like something we should investigate.
See, that's why I want to get mine out very quickly. You know, all these others are starting to come out.
Oh, there'll probably be some type of resurgence of something that's going to capitalize on the whole Zoot Suit thing. I mean, before we may even have Itty Olmos dolls, right?
Right. With pins or without pins. Oh, that's another thing.
Yeah, right. They're
a wind-up doll? Mm-hmm. You wind it up and it knifes you or what?
Yeah, well, okay. It's got its chain and, yeah, you wind it up and it twirls its chain. And
wind it up and it kicks you. Okay, but go ahead.
What are some of your current influences? We talked a little bit about where your past musical influences were. What are some of the groups that you really admire now?
It's tough.
I mean, there are so many things happening in music right now. There's new wave, there's punk.
Right. I'm not into punk. New wave, a lot of it is really old wave. You know, there's really not too much new about it, except sometimes there's a synthesizer, some kind of modern instrument in. But it's basically, there's nothing too new about it. I like a lot of, I like people like Steely Dan. They're getting really sophisticated, and they're really good. And the Doobie Brothers, Michael McDonald. I like James Taylor. There's a few artists that I like.
Where do you see yourself going from here in terms of career?
Well, I'm in the process of trying to get some recordings out, to get some of these recordings out on record and available to the public. And I have a few things in the wind again. Nothing is signed, sealed, and delivered. But that's the basic goal in recording.
Do you have any other creative inclinations? I mean, would you like to write other things besides music or perform in other capacities other than singing?
I'm kind of toying with the idea of acting. That's something that's kind of in the back of my mind.
Well, there may be maybe one of the few times within the next couple of years that actors have anything to look forward to.
Really?
With a number of projects like La Historia and some of the movies in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's something for you there.
Yeah, there won't be.
Have you taken any training yet?
No, but that's something that I will get into shortly.
We had some response regarding this next song that we're going to listen to. Zoot Suit. We played it last week, and maybe you'd like to refresh our audience's memories about how this song came about.
This one was influenced by the play, Like Orale, and I'd like to submit this to the Zoot Suit people for some sort of consideration for a cast album or the movie or who knows what, but I think it's appropriate, and let's see what your audience thinks.
Okay. We're going to listen to Zoot Suit by Mark Guerrero.
Órale, carnal, aquí estamos. Shine up your calcos and put on your tramos. Grab your carlango and wear your tando. Let's go downtown donde están bailando. You know we might have to fight, but put on your zoot suit. Let's go out tonight. We're proud as eagles and twice as fuerte. I miss you, baby. Y quiero verte. We're nobody's fool. We know what's cool. Come over here, chiquita. Los pachucos rule. Te quiero with all my might. I got on my zoot suit. Let's go out tonight. I love my visa. I love my
lista, I make some menudo. I'll be home late and I might be crudo. I make me some café in my favorite taza. Órale, cabrones, I love mi raza. Sabes que you got the right. Put on your zoot suit, let's go out tonight. Put on your zoot suit, let's go out tonight. Put on your zoot suit, let's go out tonight.
That was Zoot Suit by Mark Guerrero. We've been listening to a lot of his music today and last week. And I understand you're involved in a play of some sort.
Yeah, I'm writing the music to a play that's in progress. And just basically it deals with a middle class kind of Chicano that's fighting the peer pressure.
What are the how soon do you expect to get that off the ground?
Well, the music is
You're doing the music.
Yeah, so I'm kind of doing that kind of independently, but it's in conjunction somewhat with the writer. But the play is, as far as the play itself, it's just getting started.
Do you anticipate maybe a year from now this is something we'd be seeing on stage?
Possibly, yeah, I would say about that amount of time.
It would take that long, huh?
Yeah.
We have a couple of announcements here that the station asks us to do, and also items of interest to the community. The Head Start program is now pre-enrolling children for the 80-81 program year. A child must be 3 years, 9 months by September 2nd, 1980, and have legal age proof at the time of enrollment. The program is free of charge to families who meet the federal and state income guidelines. Program focuses on total development of the child. Daily class curriculum prepares a child socially, physically, emotionally, intellectually, and helps develop language skills prior to entering kindergarten. For further information, contact Head Start office located at 1248 Kewin Street in San Fernando. Phone number is 361-8641. Again, 361-8641. For pre-enrollment information and referral to one of the 23 Head Start centers located throughout the San Fernando Valley area. Classes start on September 15th. Additionally, one other announcement regarding programming here at KCSN. National Public Radio will be initiating a series, or is initiating a series this month, entitled Viva Latino. We suggest you look at your program guides at this point for scheduling. It seems that we are very rapidly running out of time. I want to thank Mark Guerrero.
Thank you for having
and
me.
And we wish you the best of success with some of your material. A lot of it is very impressive, and I think also very commercial. This is the direction that you're going, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to be as accessible to the mass audience as I can.
As opposed to a lot of groups that totally focus on something so ethnic and cultural that...
And then it becomes a regional kind of a thing.
Right, of course. We've been encouraging the participation of our audience. Those of you who are interested, we ask that you write to La Voz Latina, Chicano Studies Department, Cal State Northridge, 18111 Nordhoff Street, Northridge, California, 91324. And the telephone number there is 885-2734. I'll repeat that one, 885-2734. We've had some response, particularly from Lorenzo Flores, who keeps asking us to program more Mexican music. So to that we say, pues órale, papi, we'll get around to it. So this is Jason Carlos Johansson and Marta Olivia Gutierrez, and we wish you a terrific week y hasta la próxima.